This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today for our opening market discussion by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We're seeing a little bit of a mixed bag today. We've got the corn and the wheat market under a little bit of pressure, while the beans are catching a little bit following the bean oil up. Bean oil continues to be probably the best performing ag commodity out there at the moment. It was up another, August bean oil was up another 59 points last night, Mark. So that's kind of leading the way up and definitely pulling the beans up a little bit today.
And is there a theory as to what's causing that jump for the oil?
Yeah, what's going on is kind of interesting. You got kind of a potential trade war, a tariff war going on between Indonesia and China regarding essentially palm oil. Okay, and how that's affecting of it, plain and simple, is they think as this heats up, it can limit the amount of used cooking oil that's moving into the United States. And that's been the biggest problem for the bean oil here recently. You know, everyone got really excited about bean oil earlier on this whole renewable diesel. Then it kind of collapsed on everybody because we were bringing this used cooking oil in. And now that there's thought that this trade war essentially could limit the amount of cooking oil coming into the United States, less competition for the bean oil, that has got the bean oil catching a bid. It's moving up nicely, and that's spilling over the beans because the bean oil run has really made the crush margins very profitable for the crushers, and that's also helping drive the bean prices up. Now the question is, with the beans going up, can they pull maybe the corn and wheat market up as we go into kind of a holiday-shortened week here?
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
September corn down 2 3/4 at 405 1/4. August soybeans up 6 3/4 at 11.57 even. August soybean meal down 10 cents at 350.20. August soybean oil up 67 cents at 47.71. Chicago wheat down 4 even at 577 even. Minneapolis wheat up 2 even at 630 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 1 1/4 at 591 3/4. September oats down 1 3/4 at 309 1/4. On the Merck, August live cattle up 30 cents at 185.40. August feeder cattle up 20 cents at 261.30. July lean hogs up 32 cents at 89.55. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.